Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
So I'm not a fan of the masks that
Me neither.
A lot of people are wearing. And evidently, some states are mandating them to be required when visiting essential businesses or using public transportation. Coming to us from CNN, all of the following orders from governors come with the same guidance. Masks are no substitute.
Guidance.
Yeah.
It's not guidance. It's mandates.
Well, masks are no substitute for social distancing.
Mr. Freeman, I am asking you to step out of the car.
Yeah, right. With your hand on your gun, officer. Yeah.
Maintaining at least 6 feet of distance from other people and staying home. But they're better than nothing, and in these states, you can't work or enter a business without them. There are a few exceptions, although people who can't wear masks for medical reasons are exempt. Now, I plan to claim religious exemption because at my other job, they just became mandatory. And I have...
Amazing.
I have no intention of wearing one. I have, in fact...
You work at a corporate job, by the way.
Well, it's... Sort of.
I mean, it's a franchise, but it's a big company.
Yeah. The rules come from above, right? And we're just supposed to obey them. I have worn one on occasion there because, you know, I'm a manager, so I have to set a good example for people and all of that. But I hate it. I hate everything about it. And I can't, because it doesn't help being claustrophobic.
Mm.
But have you ever worn one of these things for an extended period of time? It's absolutely awful. It's like having a dog just breathing into your face constantly.
Yeah. Well, there's an article I saw today about people that have glasses who, of course, are breathing up their glasses, right? Like the, the vapor is making so they can't see. Like, what do?
You know, I had a short stint at one of these businesses here in Keene putting together medical equipment. And everybody in this, in the entire establishment, it's called Smith's Medical.
Yep.
The entire establishment has to basically robe up. And if you have a beard, you have to wear a beard mask.
Huh.
You got to wear glasses. You got to wear, you know, covers over your head.
What is a beard mask?
If you want to have a beard, you've got to have this basically a veil over your face, over your mouth, to prevent little beard hairs from getting in places. I did that for 3 months.
Well, beards are pretty gross.
I am not. I'm not a fan.
It's going to be in the beard.
But you chose to work that job, so that was your opt-in in that particular case.
Exactly. I put my 3 months and decided it wasn't for me.
By the way, you skipped by the part of this article where they actually link to a CNN. So the story's from CNN, but they link to an article all about how to make your own face mask, and they go through all the steps. You can make your own mask at home.
Why would anyone want to?
Well, because they have to.
Well, you might want...
Well, you don't have to.
Well, you could go out, and then they might arrest you.
For not wearing a mask.
Well, didn't they raid parties in New York over the weekend or yesterday for
smoking
pot?
They did, and they arrest people out there paddleboarding and stuff.
Yeah.
They're going to arrest you
for not wearing a mask.
It's insane. In Connecticut, the state's mask requirement applies to any residents who are in a public place over the age of 2 and can't maintain at least 6 feet of distance from other people.
And can't maintain. So if you can maintain 6 feet, you can take your mask off?
That's, I'm not looking at the actual
loophole.
Well, I'm kind of concerned about this. I am also in a position where I think this mandate is going to come down, and they are going to insist that I wear this silly thing, and I'm going to be like, no.
Nope.
And I'm going to be, and I'm going to have to walk.
Well, or fine.
You can claim it a
religious
exemption.
Religion, you could have a religious exemption.
Is that an option, Aria?
Absolutely.
In New Hampshire? All right, well, I'll go that route and see what happens.
Not a battle they're going to want to fight.
It certainly would be an option with a federal, you know, with the post office. I mean, I'd be shocked if that wasn't an option.
Wait, hold on. You are religious. I'm not. So what religion do I claim?
You better
spaghetti monster?
The Reformed Church of Satan is perfect.
But I'm not that.
Well, you ought to find a religion, then, if you want to keep your job.
Oh, man, the religion of smooth-faced baby faces. I don't know, something crazy. I'll think
time,
of something.
Time to find the creator.
Chat room, help me out. I need a new religion.
Well, the Reformed Church of Satan doesn't require you to believe in the existence of a deity, if that helps.
I'll look into it. But
a religion can be about the nature of the universe,
right,
more so than a deity.
Simulation theory?
Well, that Buddhism has no deities.
Ancient aliens?
She's right. Buddhism doesn't have a deity. It's true.
So, the same rules apply to people who use public transportation, taxis, or rideshare services. Now, I use Uber quite a lot to get back to my car after going out drinking, and it always flashes up that I'm supposed to sit in the back seat now. And I never do, because I always have the same Uber driver, and he doesn't care any more than I do.
Right.
But it's always there. Please be sure to sit in the back seat of the car and wear gloves and a face mask. And I'm like, how about not?
Do they even let you talk to him anymore? Please don't talk in my car. I don't want the spread of any spittle getting on the windows or anything.
You know what? If that was what it came to, if I were like a regular Uber rider and I was in a place where they were different, because we're in a small town, so that's why you get the same one over and over.
Sure.
But if I was in a place like that and I rode often enough and I wasn't in a huge hurry or whatever, I'd be like, if they tried to tell me that they wanted me to do all kind of COVID things to get in their car, I'd be like, nope, I'll just take another.
Yep.
I don't want your ride.
That's exactly how I would deal with it. Of course, here we don't have the option, but here it's Keene, New Hampshire, and they're not likely to really care anyway. So the state's Department of Economic and Community Development released mask guidelines for essential workers. Employees at essential businesses must wear masks or material that covers their nose and mouths at all time while at work. Employers must provide masks or the materials to make them, because it's not like masks are hard to come by right now, right? All customers under the age of 2 must wear them, too. So you have to put a mask on your 6-month-old infant when you carry them into Walmart with you.
Ridiculous.
But, however, in Connecticut, people who refuse to wear masks aren't required to provide proof that they're medically exempt. So there is that slight little
loopholes here. If you want to exploit those loopholes, you probably can, but still, it's going to be ugly because people are also doing social ostracism on this stuff. The so-called quarantine shaming.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you're going to have to deal with the guy at the door, the door greeter. And he's going to be like, all right, religious exemption, whatever. But then when you get in there and you're walking by everybody and they're all giving you the stink
looking daggers
eye
at you.
They're like, who do you think you are?
I've
you're
had
endangering
people
all
me
of
that
us.
Look my entire life.
It's going to
not
be
going to stop tomorrow.
It's going to be tenfold. You're going to be getting it from everyone. And you know, but you're, at least now you're going to know what it's for.
Mm-hmm.
They can stare all they want and they can hate all they want. In Hawaii, customers at essential businesses are required to wear cloth face coverings. Employees who interact with customers or goods must wear them, too. Those measures are in addition to keeping 6 feet of distance and limiting the number of customers allowed in an establishment. Anyone who violates these rules could face a fine up to $5,000 or up to a year in prison. Up to a freaking year.
Where they're also going to want you to wear a mask while you're in prison.
I can't imagine. That's the world we live in now, where the state of Hawaii, the governor, has created a new law out of nothing, saying that if you don't wear a mask, you could go to prison for up to an entire year. In Maryland,
You'll leave the big prison and go into the small prison.
Oh, I like the big plantation.
Yeah, that took me a moment, sorry. In Maryland, commuters and employees must wear face masks while using Maryland public transit. Employees and customers over age 9 must wear face coverings inside essential businesses, although adults accompanying young children should make an effort to get them to wear a mask if they're in an essential business.
Right, we got to get all the kids afraid, too, because it's important to have your children be terrified.
Oh, yeah, this worked out so well with global warming and Greta Thunberg, right?
Yeah, and now that they're because they're no longer in public indoctrination camps, your kid prison, where are they going to get their indoctrination? Where are they going
to
get their new walking orders?
Some online classes or whatever crap. From what I understand.
Yeah, but kids are smart, and what they've started doing, what some of them have started doing is like recording a video of themselves like blinking and breathing and nodding, and putting that on a loop and putting their phone there
yes.
and walking away. And
that's
the, you know,
awesome.
The teachers are dealing with like 15, 20, 30 students. They're not watching each one of these students to make sure they're not being fed a looping video. It's brilliant.
Good stuff.
I wish I could have done that during school.
It's really sharp.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
My dog, Mojo, was half beagle and half coonhound. He ate everything in sight. He would swallow things whole, including a chicken carcass, a bird nest with a bird in it, and assorted stones and sticks. We had to take him to the veterinary emergency room. After surgery, Mojo had skin issues. He was constantly itching and scratching, chewing on his feet, and chewing the hair right off of his legs, being irritated, lethargic, and just not the same dog.
DINOVITE.com.
When we put him on the Dynavite, he took right to it. All of these symptoms disappeared.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Something that he actually likes to eat. You need to put him on Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
If you love your dog, you don't just want him healthy, you want him to be happy.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Find out about your common law rights. Move about the land freely in your personal conveyance or on foot. Know what to say if stopped by a man or woman in a costume and proceed safely on your way. Also, find out how to lawfully keep all the money you make free of tax. Protect your liberty and freedoms in a peaceful and lawful way by adding WilliamStenson60 at yahoo.com to your Skype contacts. And let's talk free on Skype. That's WilliamStenson60 at yahoo.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Cronin.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes that allows anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in more than 200 countries, including the United States. So check them out, diviproject.org. That's diviproject.org. Now, let's go to the phones. We've got AC calling from, I actually didn't get the location. AC, you're on Free Talk Live.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, what's on your mind?
Okay. So you guys have been talking about the corona stuff, as always, because what else is there to talk about, I guess, sometimes? But and, of course, the mask and stuff. You know what's really interesting about the story I'm about to tell is, you know how the government tells us we're the ones that have to wear the face masks and wear the gloves and do all the social distancing, but yet they don't seem to do any of that themselves?
Oh, yeah. I love that image of them signing that social distancing deal when there's like 12 people crowded around each other. I mean, that's classic.
I mean,
they're almost
sitting in each other's laps. They're so close to each other and not a mask in sight. No gloves, no nothing. No Lysol. Just them signing away your freedoms for a little bit of security.
And the fact is they've been breaking up, you know, parties and stuff like that, even funerals and weddings.
Yep.
And but hey, if you work for the state, it's okay if you have a funeral, because that's what happened today in my fair town.
Oh.
There was a funeral for a cop that died.
Of course.
And let me tell you, the things I saw just made my libertarian, voluntarist, anarchist bones just cringe with, like it's that kind of cringe you get when you hear nails on a chalkboard, like, ooh. But it's like...
So what kind of things did you see?
Yeah, tell us examples.
Like, you know, a cop dies, and, you know, and there's just all these people on both sides of the street, downtown, waving flags and stuff for this funeral. You know, as the cause, there's a bunch of cop cars and the... driving by them all with the hearse and all that stuff. People are, you know, just, you know, say, yeah, it's awesome. He died a hero. And, you know, there's even like two fire trucks blocked off a road so they could hit.
Well, I would say the most heroic thing he probably did was die.
That's a good one. And the worst part of it all is what I was able to find out about this cop. Turns out, that's what kind of cop he was.
He was a wife beater. He was a child.
Oh,
he was a child molester. He was a drunk.
We're just guessing based on the odds here.
Basing on the stats that prove that these are all these bad apples they say don't exist. Not so much. A lot of people, including politicians, a lot of these individuals are of a certain frame of mind, and that is why they go into these types of positions, because it's where they get their release, their power release, is where they get to take it out on the people around them, either because they were bullies in high school or because they were in fact bullied themselves, and now it's time to turn it all around and get payback.
So were we correct, AC? Was that the type of cop this guy was?
No, not really. He might have been. I don't know. I don't like to speculate on that part. But personally, the kind of cop he was, at least what I heard from my friend who was talking, who asked someone about this, apparently he was a narcotics officer.
A real hero. Stopping people from doing things with their own body that they want to do and putting them in prison.
And there's people just standing on the sidewalks, waiting for the hearse to go by, waving flags like, yay! And I'm like...
Hold on, how many people were out and about for this parade?
Good question.
Oh, there were tons of people.
During the Rona? During the Ronavirus, they were having a parade?
Yeah.
It sounded like a parade.
Yeah, yeah. There were some people wearing masks and stuff, but there was just like a bunch of people waving flags and, you know, and it's like, I'm like, why don't you guys just fillet the state all the way?
Well, all the nationalism protects you from the virus. See, the more flags you wave, the harder you wave the flags and the more publicly, it just keeps the virus away.
It boosts your immune system. Right. It's good for you.
It's good to get out sunlight. Actually, as Ron Paul said in his article a few weeks ago, this is actually a really bad idea if you want to protect people and keep them healthy. You don't keep them in their homes.
Yeah. Fresh air.
Yeah.
Vitamin D. By the way, the whole argument that UV is going to kill the Rona, you need a lot of UV to do that. And I don't think if you stood in the sun that long, you'd probably walk away with more cancer than more Rona killing. But vitamin D, good to go.
Thank you so much for the call.
And the fresh air is just, you just can't beat it. So, I mean, this whole quarantining.
But if you go outside, you might get the virus. Even if you just are sitting out on your back porch. You can't do that.
That's what they said.
That's what who said?
The officials.
The officials can't make up their minds.
They can't make up their minds whether we should be wearing masks or not. It's like, it's good, it's bad. It's good, it's bad. We don't really know.
Well, they wanted to buy up all of the good masks, all of the N95 rated masks and all of that before they said, oh, yeah, by the way, you should be wearing masks.
Yeah.
So that's what all of that was about, I think. Because now, of course, they're saying, oh, yeah, these masks are a great idea. And they're, in fact, mandatory. In several states. In New Jersey, the first state to introduce such a mandate.
Of course.
New Jersey requires that customers and employees wear face coverings at essential businesses and construction sites. That one just seems thrown in there, and that's peculiar. Businesses must provide them to employees and deny entry to any customers who refuse to wear them. Although the customer can still pick up their food or medicine by alternate contact-free means. So there are no exemptions in New Jersey. Employees and commuters and private carriers must wear face coverings while on trains, buses, and light rails. If they refuse to wear them, they may be denied entry. So that's not surprising. New Jersey is one of the more restrictive states out there. So, of course, their face mask requirement is going to be, you know, among the most restrictive.
Yeah, it would be very difficult to deal with this as somebody who loves freedom, because ultimately it's private property and these people can make whatever rules they want to, but they're not making the rules they necessarily want to. They may have done this without a mandate, right? Like a store could say, all customers got to have a mask on, we'll even give you the free mask at the front door or whatever, right? Like they could do that if that's what they wanted to do, and then I could choose to not shop there. But now it's a mandate on every store, but it's still using these sort of corporations to enforce the government's demands, right? So these government goons come up with these ideas, they lay them down from on high, and then they leave it to local businesses or corporate businesses or whatever to crack the whip on people. So they don't get to let you opt out. But I wonder, because I don't like the idea of stopping going shopping, but it may come to that where I'll have to, like, you know, have Instacart go do my shopping for me because I just don't want to deal with this crap anymore. But I like going out and going shopping. I wonder if, you know, does it have to be the cloth mask, or can I go ahead and put a piece of tape over a V mask and just walk around, like put the tape over the mouth so it's covered up, right? Can I do that?
That's a good idea, actually.
It sounds like an interesting experiment that should be undertaken, but we're not in one of these states.
Not yet.
Thank goodness.
Not yet.
We might be. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556, or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556, ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is cheering the passage of a small business relief package in the Senate. The president says he looks forward to taking up the measure soon.
I urge the House to pass the bill, and they're going to be voting on it, I imagine, very very soon.
President Trump says his administration worked closely with lawmakers to get the nearly $500 billion package through the Senate. The president explains what's exactly in the bill.
That includes $382 billion in crucial small business support to keep workers on the payroll, $75 billion to aid hospitals, which really need the aid.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow is promising action when it comes to China and the coronavirus. Speaking on Fox News, Kudlow says there will be an investigation over a period of time, and he also says that China will be held accountable. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The White House and Congress have reached a deal on a funding package that will replenish a loan program meant to aid small businesses impacted by the coronavirus. The deal comes as Democrats let the Paycheck Protection Program run out of money late last week, leaving millions of small business owners in the lurch. The deal could head to President Trump's desk as early as Thursday. President Trump says he will sign an executive order banning all immigration during the coronavirus pandemic. The news comes as 22 million Americans have filed for unemployment in the last month due to the country's economy largely grinding to a halt because of the virus. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien on the move.
Look, no one likes it. The president didn't want to put travel restrictions in place. He didn't want to put immigration restrictions in place. But we have to because of this terrible virus that's been unleashed from foreign shores and was not the responsibility of the United States.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, and with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And we've been talking about, you know, just the insanity surrounding COVID-19 and the response to it from people all over the political sphere.
And like I was just saying during the break, people who know better. People who know the stats, the history, the things that, you know, corporations and government do to their people throughout history. You were always finding out something 30 years later that this something was orchestrated by
power.
Exactly.
There.
That's where I was going. They know better.
I mean, they
know
have
better.
Known the state was always going to ally itself with experts, with the medical mm-hmm. establishment. That was inevitable. And now it's happening. They're like, oh, no, we have to listen to the medical experts.
What makes them think that there aren't authoritarian doctors? You know?
That's an excellent question.
Or individuals like Dr. Fauci. Mm-hmm. This nation's doctor. Look at all the patents he owns on HIV type vaccines and whatnot mm-hmm. and drugs. You don't think that he has his finger in, you know, the money bowl that he's looking to really make, you know, a lot of progress from all of this hype?
Oh, of course he is. But let's go to the phones. We got Will calling from Washington. Will, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, am I coming through all right?
Yeah. What's on your mind?
Okay, so. I don't know if you guys have seen this video on YouTube. It's supposedly a hot mic from Trump's briefing or whatever in the White House. walks in and he says, hey, man, you can take that mask off. It turns out that this new report here, it's down to like 0.1 or 0.3%. You know, the case fatality rate's really low. And he says, oh, yeah, well, that's reassuring. Well, everybody here has already been vaccinated anyway.
Yeah, I like that one. What does that mean? What is everyone here has already been vaccinated against what? They haven't had, they don't have a vaccine for COVID-19, SARS-CoV-19 yet.
Maybe antibodies. You know, because I guess you can do a blood transfusion with somebody who's got the antibodies already and put the antibodies in you, and then you're more immune to it or something like that. But, I mean, I've also heard that they were looking at this biosafety level 4 lab in Wuhan back in 2018, and there was a couple of cables sent to the Department of Defense or something about the practices there in Wuhan being less than adequate, I guess.
Answer your question first, Ian and I have seen the video. I don't know about Conan. Conan has seen it as well.
My question is veracity.
I've seen two different versions of it, and I saw one that was blown up, so you can actually see the faces really close.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard people talking. I heard people looking at each other, but it didn't look like they were actually talking.
They got a mask on, so how
can you tell? I'm thinking it's, I'm questioning that one.
I question the veracity of the video as well, but I don't think that really matters because ultimately it does make some interesting points like, hey, this isn't really something to be concerned with. Look at the state's own numbers. The state's own numbers show this thing's not really that much more deadly or thereabouts as deadly as the flu. And we all know the state's pumping up the numbers, so it's probably not even near as bad as what they want you to believe. So I think it makes good points. And more importantly, it's being taken down by YouTube.
Yep.
Yeah, we had this happen right before the show. Well, Ian did. He sent it to someone. And when they went to open the link to the YouTube video that he had just sent them,
30 seconds later,
it had already been pulled down by YouTube.
Yeah, I've been trying to send it to all my friends. And I got one more thing to say about the face masks and stuff. I don't like wearing an N95 very much. I don't like wearing, like, the hospital-grade face mask or, like, a full-face respirator or anything like that. But I got a Condor multi-cam face and neck wrap. You know, it's a fleece and pretty thin kind of polyester material. And, man, I absolutely love it. You know, no more facial recognition for me.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for the call. It sounds like a hassle of a thing to wear. Really.
Yeah, any kind of mask. But here, for all the masks producers out there, I'm thinking, Ian, you brought up a good point. Guy Fawkes,
mm-hmm.
a straight up one that's actually, you know, it's actually provides, you know,
like I said, I'd have to put tape over the mask.
Well, no, I'm thinking of an actual mask that is developed to be a protective mask, but it has the rest of the features. And that way, as far as facial recognition is concerned,
you can make one of those with, like, super glue and a cloth mask. Just glue it on the inside of the Guy Fawkes mask.
Oh, I'm gonna. But I'm thinking that people could, you know, the masks are going like crazy these days, so whoever's making masks out there.
Don't you sell on eBay?
I'm a reseller. I don't make things.
Oh, well, but maybe, it's a good time to.
I need more immigrant children in my basement.
you can't get them now.
I know, exactly.
I need bad immigration.
With their nimble little fingers, they're the best for putting things together. I need a couple more of them.
So liquor stores here in New England, what struck me most about that article about required masks was that, if I recall correctly, every single one of those was a New England state.
Oh, in that story? Pennsylvania's not New England.
Nah, not
and
really.
Neither is New York.
Okay.
Neither is Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, and Hawaii definitely.
And neither is New Jersey. But it is Northeast.
Wait, New Jersey is, you're just throwing them out, or they're not really not a New England state?
That's not New England.
I don't know where the boundaries of New England end and where they start.
Is it just Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine? Is that it?
No. Okay, so there's Northern New England, which is Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine. And then there's New England, which includes, I believe, Northern New England. I'm not an expert at this, okay?
I've lived here for 14 years.
It includes them and Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island. So New York is not included as part of New England,
gotcha.
As far as I understand.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
It is, because they're drastically different.
I know,
they're
very different. Well, let me rephrase. The city of New York is very different. The countryside, you got a lot of normal people out there. The good old boys.
I'll put this story. We're not going to go through the whole list because it's all very, very similar, but I'll put it on our Telegram and Twitters and stuff.
Excellent. I'm also looking at this story from Pennsylvania, who doesn't seem to know, now that they've established that liquor stores are essential, and they've taken control of the liquor industry, much in the same way that they have it here in New Hampshire.
Well, that's old news, right? Like, they've been in charge for a long time of the
right.
liquor industry. I don't think that just happened.
Yeah, but they're not equipped to deal with what's happening now.
Well, no.
In the way
not.
That a private business, you know.
Even the private businesses aren't equipped to deal with this
nonsense. No, but they would figure it out a lot faster.
Yes, true. Yes, they would.
So
they are.
So coming to us from PennLive.com, the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board began allowing residents to call select stores and place orders for curbside pickup Monday, but most customers did not get any booze yet. That's because the way the program is set up, most customers will pick up their curbside orders several days after placing them. Gee, that's so bad. Some customers, however, did get their orders on Monday. So you place an order for liquor or wine or whatever, and it'll be ready next week. Come pick it up Tuesday at 2 in the afternoon.
Make sure you plan your drinking real good.
Yeah, I guess if you have a problem, this is actually turning out to be pretty good for you.
Right.
You can cut back a little bit.
So the state released new details about the program Monday, including that each store will fill 50 to 100 of the first phone orders they receive. Oh, this is going to end so well. I can't wait to watch this play out. Residents can call from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. because they definitely have the staff to take 50 to 100 phone calls in a four-hour period or until capacity is reached, Monday through Saturday. The system is first come, first served. There are 176 stores across the state participating.
Sorry if you're at work at 9 a.m. Only 9 to 1.
So the initial maximum possible capacity across the state will be 17,600 orders per day, but that's only if every store takes 100 orders, which is unlikely. As it turned out, the PLCB filled about 6,500 orders on Monday for curbside pickup. That doesn't sound terrible. Maybe they just don't
have a...
That's
the whole state of Pennsylvania.
The whole state. It's a big old... Yeah.
Okay. I don't know much about Pennsylvania.
That's actually really bad.
They'll give you a number later in the story to compare it to.
Okay, as it turned out, even if stores reached maximum capacity in the coming days, it's less than 10% of the typical number of transactions.
Our liquor store right here in Keene probably does 6,500 transactions a day.
Mm. I think that's probably an exaggeration. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die. In oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
So Pennsylvania has an alcohol problem, it would seem. Getting further into the story, there were 1.9 million attempts to buy from these liquor stores, but only 7,800 of these orders were fulfilled.
Hold on. This is for the new curbside pickup option.
Yes.
Just to be clear. Right? That's what they're...
Is that all they're offering? Is curbside pickup?
I think you can still go into the stores, right? Yeah. This is just... And this is a new program.
Okay.
Okay. So this, they've never had this before. Now, because of COVID, they're like, we're innovating. Now you can have curbside pickup at your state-run liquor store. Only at select stores.
And in a few days.
Only from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And only a maximum of 50 to 100 orders per day. And we might get it to you in a few days.
That means more than 99.5% of customers were unable to place orders. 99.5%. The new details released Monday said pickups will be scheduled between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m., quote, within a few days of order placement. At pickup, customers will be required to present identification before the order is delivered. The state also clarified that orders only will be accepted by each participating store's published phone number. No orders will be accepted by email or voicemail. It seems like a better solution would be to allow people to just get alcohol delivered to their house. You can't do that here in New Hampshire. I was trying to get a friend a bottle of Jameson's inscribed for their birthday, and I could not get it delivered.
Yep. I think there are some wines you can ship.
Really?
But hard alcohol, no, that's not allowed, my friend.
I know that now.
So that's a big part of the problem. Maybe we'll see a lessening of that regulation in response to this.
Well,
if we have to start mailing more, because they want people all liquored up. Because that's part of the coping mechanism dealing with this.
Well, you know that His Excellency, the governor here in New Hampshire, and that's what they actually refer to him as.
His Excellency King Sununu.
Yeah. Well, they leave out the king.
They actually
put His Excellency in the orders. He did make an order when he put the crackdown on those restaurants and the bars, saying you can't actually have people in to eat, that now you can only do takeout and you can only do delivery, curbside takeout and delivery. It's all they can do. He did change the rules of the Liquor Commission at that time, and it's still, I believe, in play, to where bars and restaurants can now deliver sealed containers. So if you got beers...
I thought they were allowed to do mixed drinks now as well.
I have not heard that. That may be true, but I haven't heard that. Because
I'll have to look into it.
Yeah, the previous rule was it has to be a sealed container, so it was only beers.
Last year's sales, liquor sales in New Hampshire was $700 million. That's a big chunk of sales, yeah. So I don't know how much of that there. Actually, probably about $200
million. Now, wait, is this just the liquor stores, or does that include bars?
That's just the liquor stores.
Okay. And those are all state-run here, by the way.
Well, the bars would certainly increase that number a fair bit.
Mm-hmm.
But even if it was legal now to get mixed drinks delivered to you and things like that, there are no bars open that are doing that, as far as I'm aware.
I mean, if it were legal, Thirsty Owl would do it. They're open. That's the local bar for listeners that don't know. They take cryptocurrency there. I was just there today. I ordered breakfast.
People take this opportunity.
I was just thinking they are the only active bar in town right now.
No way.
Take this opportunity to learn to mix a drink. Learn something. Learn to change your tire. Learn to garden. And learn to mix a good drink.
Yeah, I'd be really interested to know if they're all shut down. It'd be interesting to have you like call around and see if it's true, like how many of these bars have shut down. I know Cobblestone's shut down.
Yeah, so has Lab.
Yeah.
And there's still Panucci's and Kilkenny's and 21, but I don't think any of them even
So there are establishments that are open right now?
Yeah.
Thirsty Owl is the only one I'm aware of.
And people,
you talking about specifically bars?
Yes.
Yeah.
And people frequent them? Are they full?
No, you can't.
You can't be full. I mean, there's no one allowed to go to them.
Wait.
They're open in that they are doing delivery and takeout.
So food and...
And beers.
Yeah, and beers now.
Huh. If you want to go home tonight, Conan, and if Thirsty Owl's still open, because they're going to close if it's dead,
right?
They're not going to stay open until 1 a.m. like they used to. If you want to order a 12-pack of Coronas delivered to your house, they'll bring them to you.
Well, my question is, if they're the only ones that are open, they should be doing really good business, unless there's a problem with money.
There is a problem with money, and that is that, and this is why in Manchester, New Hampshire. So this is the big city in New Hampshire where there's 100,000 people.
100,000.
The main street, the main drag. It's not Main Street. It's called Elm Street there, and a lot of the businesses, the restaurants and such, are closed there. So there's like a Free Stater-owned place called Murphy's Tap Room. They closed weeks ago. It wasn't long before they shut down. Like, they were going to try to stay open to do takeout. They tried, and it just wasn't working out. There weren't enough orders coming in to make even a skeleton crew worthwhile at this place. So
what happened to Lap.
And I suspect the reason for it is because you're in a downtown environment in a city, and a lot of these people don't have a lot of disposable income. They're living paycheck to paycheck, and those are stopped now for a lot of them. So they're sure as hell not going to order takeout. They're going to actually have to cook their food and or go down to the food bank and grab some food from, you know, waiting in line or whatever. And then the other sad story was the Free Stater-owned place, Murphy's Tap Room, had a location in Bedford. And so when they closed the Manchester location, they said the Bedford location will continue. Now, Bedford's like the soccer mom, suburbia, you know, bedroom community for Manchester, right? So it's where the richer people live. And even they shut down. He's closed his business. He said he had to lay off his last four people last week. So it wasn't even working in Bedford. He thought it was going to. Didn't work out.
So sad.
So people aren't spending money. I'm amazed any places are even still open now. But the truth is, I was in Little Zoe's, which is the local place that takes cryptocurrency that sells fancier pizzas, and I asked him how things were going.
They overcook their pizzas, though.
Well, I like them, but then again, I'm not hard to please. Anyway, so I asked him, you know, how are things going? And he says things are great. They're really busy because all the other pizza places have closed down. Now, it's not true that all of them have closed down. There's like, I think a couple of the Greek places are still open, but who the hell wants that? So
there's like five restaurants here in Keene that you can eat at the moment.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's not very many.
Wow.
Because at work, you
there's
know,
there's
gotta
be
what
more
we do. There are not. There's Jersey Mike's. They close at 8.
Okay.
So they're off the table.
But all the fast food restaurants are still open.
Are you talking about late night? You talking about later? Yeah, fast food's open.
Yeah, the McDonald's and the Wendy's and the Burger King's, they're still open. That's where I think that's where people are going.
I'm not eating McDonald's and Wendy's. I don't even consider that food. Man.
I know. You're a higher class individual.
I'm talking about
the normals.
There's Indian, there's
Jamaican, still open.
Okay, yeah, I didn't count them for sure. There aren't many, though.
It would be interesting to do, an analysis of how many of these businesses in SAD to actually, drive around and see how many of them are still open.
Yeah. Applebee's is still open. They're operating on a limited menu, though, so
it's
basically just
burgers. And
they've
got huge lettering in the windows, by the way, at Applebee's. There's huge letters that face, the windows that face the road.
Right.
Pickup available. So the places that are opening are really trying to let you know that they're still open.
Yeah. It's a shame.
It's really sad.
It's good for the places that are still open.
It's good if you want to learn how to cook. Take this opportunity.
You got time, yeah.
Yeah, take this coronavirus opportunity to learn how to make a drink. Learn how to cook you some spaghetti.
And cook you some spaghetti while you still have it. Because you're not likely to have it in a few months, it would seem. Well, is it pasta hard to find? Anyway,
isn't
pasta sold out?
But that's one of the, for whatever reason... you would think potatoes, rice, those types of things are an American staple. But no, it turns out it's pasta. Pasta and toilet paper. Those are the first thing to go all the time.
So getting back to the story here, each store has its own unique inventory, certainly won't complicate matters at all, and will guide callers through the products available for purchase before finalizing each order and taking payment information by phone. So if a customer calls and wants to know what products they have available, that could be a very tedious phone call.
A long phone call. Oh, yeah. I don't know. Do I want to get the cream tasting vodka or I don't know what I want to get. Well, figure it out and call back, lady. That's part of the problem here is these people don't know what they want. I mean, you've dealt with customers in a store before. They come in. They don't know what they want. It's going to be even worse on a phone.
Yep. Curbside pickup orders will be limited up to 6 bottles per order, and credit cards are the only accepted form of payment, according to the Liquor Control Board.
Oh, yeah, because the road is on the dollar bills.
Yeah. Sorry, everybody who doesn't have banking services, the 7 to 17% or whatever, who are either underbanked or completely unbanked, you're just SOL.
Cashless society, that's where we're going.
Orders will also be limited to 1 order per caller per store per day, and all curbside pickup sales are final. All the more reason to use cryptocurrency, though. If your U.S. dollars are infected and you can't get into the banking system because, let's be honest, the banking system sucks. Cryptocurrency, totally touchless. 855-450-3733.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.